listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with your statewide news briefing. The end is nigh for Vic Forests, with the state-owned logging company apparently dissolving by the end of June. That revelation came during a Supreme Court hearing yesterday after months of uncertainty regarding the organisation's future. A ban on native forest harvesting in January saw it cease operations in Gippsland and the North East, but Vic Forests has been undertaking small-scale operations in the state's west. Police have sought the public's help regarding 2017's mystery shooting in Everton. Here's Andrew Schau with more.
Then 72-year-old Kelvin Tennant was riding along the Myrtleford-Everton rail trail 7 years ago when he was shot a number of times. He still suffers from eyesight and hearing issues, and police have launched a fresh appeal for information as Armed Crime Squad detectives return to the area this week. Investigators believe an interstate visitor on holidays in northeastern Victoria could know something important, but anyone with information should get in touch with Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
The State Firefighter Championships are back for 2024, taking place at the Maroopna Recreation Reserve near Shepparton. More than 4,000 people are set to visit the region, representing 75 fire brigades from across Victoria. The event gets underway this weekend with the Urban Junior Competition. Also happening this weekend is the opening of the Bendigo Art Gallery's new exhibition. It's described as a journey through the streets of Paris and will feature 170 works of art and objects from the Musée Carnavalé. Curator Claire Needham says it's a really big deal.
It's actually the first time that they've curated and brought together an exhibition entirely from their own collection for an international institution. So we're really thrilled to be able to bring this incredible exhibition to Australia for our local audiences and also people visiting from elsewhere.
And briefly, a roundtable is being held in Mildura today to discuss the potential of a new heavy vehicle bypass.